The Guardian. Hello, I'm Rosie Swash and welcome to Music Weekly. We're back with a new season of podcasts, but to kick things off in this first show, we'll be doing things a little differently. This summer, the world has been focused on South Africa and the 2010 World Cup finals. While the sound of the Vuvuzela burst through our television sets, an altogether more pleasant noise was dominating the cities and townships of the country. Previously, Kwaito was the music of choice. The genre was seen as a party version of hip-hop and the music of post-apartheid, free, confident, black South Africa. But over the last few years, a burgeoning homegrown house music scene has replaced Kwaito as the sound you are most likely to hear. So here is an introduction to South African house music, as told by DJs, producers, journalists and label owners involved with the genre. Listeners familiar with UK Funky may recognise artists such as Black Coffee and Eskido, who have received airplay over here in the UK, and you'll notice a very similar percussion in both forms of dance music. Anyway, that's enough from me. This is a guide to South African house music. Enjoy.
Wena, bafuna bonke too much choice, you're in demand, it's not your fault. I'm an wena, hamba wendi ti wena.
What's up, people? Greetings from South Africa. My name is DJ Tleo Eskaleni, and I'm basically going to tell you about South African house music. House music in South Africa is so big, it's just nullified every other genre. You know, it's house music first, then everything else. If you're walking around anywhere in South Africa, you'll hear house music blaring through the taxi windows, on a guy's phone, iPod, car radios, pubs, clubs, radio stations. South Africans are generally party people, you know, party freaks. House just blew up like nobody's business, you know, especially when once people started having access to it. Once South Africans started knowing what DJing is all about, what mixing is all about. A few names can be attributed to the success of house. For example, DJ Fresh, Oskido. Those are the first few people to release house compilations, you know, and they compiled the music that we had no access to. And we loved the music. They made it accessible.
Whoa, our happy new year. Our senses in Tomo Busha this year. Abanta Banini, Mabasha, EPOP. I'll bring your own bottle, bring your own beer. Kodwa thina, Eskaleni, say jigaletto. I'll gone are those days, Mashayi B.O.B. Bring your own banyana, bring your own bandwana, bring your own badonka, donka, 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 donka. Moza Eskaleni.
My name is Bonzai. I run a record label called Bonzai Entertainment. Let me tell you something very weird that happened. I used to have house records when I was in primary, in the 80s, 90s. Then what started to happen is the DJs, almost like how raga DJs, you know how they're always talking on the music? So the DJs would play a house song from European house song. But then he'd start chanting, hey, take your body, whatever, whatever. And then that sort of started getting popular. And then it literally, just after Mandela was out, new government, then the young people started literally going to studio to capture, you know, those club moments. And then from then on, it, you know, you sort of had a split where Kwaito beat slowed down. And then it started speeding up until about 120, 125, which is where house is.
I over this side. I over this one. I over this side. I over this one. I over this side.
This is
Pastor Farah Kumpopo, the president of the youth culture, His Royal Ayobiness. I can say Kwaito is music that really reflects about the liberation struggle of the people of Umzansi, South Africa. I believe it's one of the most things that really united the people of South Africa. I believe Kwaito is, it's not pop music, but it got the South African and the African element in terms of the drumming, the beat itself. It's a mixture of sounds that really reflect our liberation and how we have set ourselves to know who we are, really. What I can say to all the listeners listening to this, Kwaito has evolved to another level, to another degree. Now, that's why we have House. House is given birth by Kwaito. I think South African House... It has certain elements like your congas, your imbira, your drums, your talking drums. It got certain traditional instrument that makes it unique. I think the fact that it talks about relevant things that reflects what's happening in South Africa, and house music is always about telling stories about our lives, where we're from, and even politically, where we're from, where do we stand as a nation. It's taking us to another level of thinking and freedom to embrace our culture as we are better known in the world, the Rainbow Nation, Umzansi.
My name is HOD. I'm a music producer. I work with Pastor Mpopo. I'm a studio engineer. We should find a house beat in that it's around 125 beats per minute, but with a bit of like a typical African traditional chord progressions and sort of bass rhythm. It's got the African element and even the singing on there. Find harmonies from like old South African tunes. It is eclectic in that for me it depicts the rainbow. It's colorful. You can find anything. You can do anything on South African house music. Politics, you know, comedy, some traditional Zulu stuff.
But every time you see me, you say away,
may massacre.
You say away,
may massacre.
A typical DJ Tleo South African song or house song I would sing in Zulu or in any other ethnic language, and I'd try and be relevant to my audience, which is pretty much South African based or the lower part of Africa. But in terms of the music, I would lace heavy bass lines and I use a lot of drums, you know, because we're a very ethnic nation, you know. There's 11 different official languages, thus meaning there's 11 different backgrounds that people can come from in South Africa alone, you know. And excluding English and Afrikaans, that leaves us with 9 ethnic languages, you know. And obviously in the farms there, way back when there was no technology, it was all about the cow skins and making the drums and the djembes and the congas and the whatnot. So those things or those sounds or those instruments symbolize African music. It doesn't have to be a club for you to go to have fun. You know, some people have taken initiatives to start what we call Shisanyama. Shisanyama is pretty much where, say there was no fence here, you know, and I just put out what we call a braai, which is a barbecue, and just start grilling the meat and selling it. Grilling the meat and playing loud music and selling alcohol. You know, there's no cover charge. People just come and park their cars on the street and they just come and converge and listen to the music while eating and drinking away. You know, that's a form of a club as well. It's a get-together area, and those are big in South Africa.
My name is Nduduzo Ngobese. I write for a magazine called BPM in Cape Town. Oskido, how he started, they would make cassettes and they will actually distribute them within the taxi ranks, and the taxi people will just blast them out in their taxis. That's how they're able to get their music disseminated and distributed, and that's how the word spread around about that particular sound. So if you go through a township like Soweto, obviously you are going to hear that particular scenario you've just painted. Whether they're sitting in a tavern or whether it's a taxi driving by full blast, that is how they consume the music. That's their way. It's a South African authentic way, if I put it that way.
Well, this is Oskido, DJ, producer. Normally when I go overseas, I find that maybe the stations, most of them, they are playing hip-hop. It's only small, you know, a few stations which, you know, concentrate on dance music. Hence, even if you can check the international producers who are here, even the DJs, they are surprised when they come to our parties. They find that, listen, you know, a club, you know, I'm attracting about 1,500 people. It's like, wow. Back home there, things have changed, man. We're only playing maybe for 300 or 200 people. Like me and Bruce, my partner, BOP, we first got a record deal with Masters at Work 4 years ago, you know, and it was a worldwide success. And in the dance industry, for you being signed with Masters at Work, and they didn't only sign one record, but they signed the whole album. And we've seen, like, this year, like, the Miami Winter Conference 2010, 60% of the music which was played, it was from South Africa.
My name is Black Coffee, South African DJ producer. One of the biggest songs I had like last year was Turn Me On, which was big in London. I was there like a month ago. I did an interview on BBC One on Russ Kwame's show in the morning, you know, because of Turn Me On. And now they are enjoying the airplay of this new one, Superman. They call it UK funky scene. It's actually on that scene. I mean, when I was there now, I did an in-store promotion in Soho, Black Market, the record shop. You know, I've been doing London for a while now. I was surprised with the Turn Me On 2 years ago because it was really huge. I mean, I walked into a club with a friend of mine from the. They were playing it. The whole club was singing the lyrics, you know. So this time around, I mean, it's just something that I'm kind of used to, you know.
Voice of the young black people out there, and also the young white kids who are out there, and because they are now, everyone is listening to our music despite whether you're black or you're white. So you know, we're really like now gelling in together.
Well, there you have it, the Rainbow Nation's extremely colourful and exciting take on house music as sold by the people who make it. Let us know what you think on the blog, found at guardian.co.uk/musicweekly. I'll be back next week when Music Weekly returns to normal, with band interviews, singles club and the usual features. My thanks to producer Pete. Bye for now.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.